Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. Welcome to another episode of It's Heating Up Podcast. Well, today I got a celebrity photographer who has photographer who have shot pictures and did shoots with people from 21 Savage, Lil Baby, Zaytoven, Future, and he hails from Nashville, Cashville, Tennessee. He go by the name Photos by Zoe, but I be calling him Zoe Photos. What's up, Photos by Zoe, man? What's going on with you, man?
Man, not shit. Chilling and working, man.
I see your phone been ticking since you been here.
Hey, been getting a lot of bookings from that Clubhouse app.
Oh, Club, okay. Then what's up? Shout out to the Clubhouse app. So I want to ask you a few questions, you know what I'm saying? Just a few questions so we can get this interview going. By the way, let the people know where you're from, where you grew up at, how you got into photography, you know, how did photography be the thing that you wanted to do? And we'll start right there. So let everybody know your name, where you're from, and how you got into photography.
Most def, I'm Zoe, originally from Nashville, Tennessee. Grew up on the east side of Nashville. I got in photography because I thought I can take pictures real good on camera type shit. This when I was in high school. And I was like, shit, if I got the angles and shit from a, you feel me? I was like, I might as well go and buy me a camera.
Yeah.
I bought a camera literally like 4 to 6 months. Learned everything I need to know to, you know what I mean, be able to branch off and just, you know, do it on my own.
Do it on your own. You grew up out east Nashville, right? Mm-hmm. How old are you?
21.
21 years old. And you was raised by?
My grandparents.
You raised by your grandparents. So, yeah, you know how the grannies be. You know what I'm saying? They put you in place real quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hey, so basically, how long you been taking photos, man? How long you been actually, you got your camera when you was in high school, right?
Yeah.
So how long you actually been doing a celebrity photography? You know what I'm saying? How long you been actually been able to get these pictures with Boosie? I think I saw one you had with Boosie,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah,
Boosie Badass. Shout out to Boosie Badass, man. I'm glad he's doing better now. But, tell us how you be getting in your little pod. How you be, like, you know, getting them shots to 21 Savage and Lil Baby and all them, man. You know, how you be doing that?
So, really, shoot, I really started on hitting people up on Instagram, to be real with you. That's how I really started.
Oh, Instagram. Okay.
Yeah, so I got in touch with my first celebrity. I was working with Paper Love. I kid you not, first off, I was coming off a Jelly Roll tour, so it was coming off.
Okay.
We was coming off break.
Shout out to Jelly Roll, A Gang.
Shout out to Jelly Roll. We was on a 2 week break. I could have decided to stay home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, chill. Then go back on tour. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I took the initiative and I was like, I'm gonna go to Atlanta. I don't know a soul. I don't know nobody out there. It's my first time going by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm gonna go out there to Atlanta. Literally work with that first person. Took off with it since. Just that one person. I took off with it since. No cap.
It took you that one person, and that was it. That was like, boom.
Yes.
I'm doing my thing now. Yeah. That one person did what I needed to do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a sweet story. 21 years old, too, man. That's a sweet
young.
So what made everybody to be like, hey, man, I want photos by Zoe?
Definitely the style. Definitely. Style, I have a different style. Okay. So, you know, if you can't get it from no one else, you know what I'm saying? We just going to, you know what I mean? And if it look good, too. So that's how it really worked. And they couldn't, you know, if they can't get, you know, this look from anyone else.
They're going
to
go to.
Yeah, so I
went to Photos by Zoe, man. He never put me on Instagram, though.
Crazy story how we met, though.
Yeah. Hey, crazy about how we met, actually. I was shooting a video shoot, and he ended up just pulling up. It was like, hey, man, I do pictures. And I was paying him a little money, then little pictures for me, and then, he's like, hey, man, I can put this on my Instagram. So I guess I didn't know the pricing at the moment. Because I never got put on the site. I'm looking. I'm like, damn, man, this cat said he was going to put me on the site. And then I never see my pictures. I said, okay, I see Future. I see 21 Savage. I'm like, dang, where my picture at? Well, I was just told today that's a package deal.
It's a package deal. Hey, that's funny.
I didn't know about the package deal at the time. I thought it was just some love and show, but my man was like, I need my money.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, we did live stream it though, and you know, I did my little thing off of it, just to, and I boosted this page and stuff. But so let me ask, so what was it like taking, I seen your Instagram live, was it a few months back? I think you was playing pool with Zaytoven.
I was, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. Tell, hey, yeah, get close to the mic when we talk
I
about that.
We done, me and Zay done played pool many times, and yeah, I ain't won yet. I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't won yet, man. This, he literally done beat me by one ball before, so you feel me, it'd be some close games.
Oh, it'd be, oh, well, you know, Zay, I've been listening to Zaytoven beats for a while, man, back in the Gucci days, man, you know, back when he first started that track. And, you know, I saw his, the story of his documentary that he doesn't drink.
No,
he doesn't smoke.
He don't.
And every Sunday he flies back to his church to play the piano.
He goes to church every Sunday and play. But one thing...
Hey, I know, man, but it's real.
I'll be smoking so much by Zay, I'll be thinking, you feel me? Like, you know, I don't know, man, but young L.A., you feel me? And other people he be with, they be smoking, so you feel me?
He just don't indulge in.
He don't.
And he like, and I know on his door, he was like, man, they already know. I don't smoke. I don't drink. And every Sunday, he said he don't care where he at, he going to his church.
Yeah. The one thing, he don't have a problem with it, though. He definitely don't have a problem with it. He just don't.
That's crazy, man. He flies out and say, you know what? We in Cali. I know Gucci is like, man, we was way over. He said, I got to go to church. Hey, man, we'll fly out just to be there on Sunday. And then fly right back out. That's
every
crazy.
Sunday. Facts. Every Sunday, he plays piano.
It don't matter. Hey, it don't matter what going on. Hey, y'all, I'm going to church. I'm hollering back. Dang, Zay. But yeah, I've been trying to ask him, man. I love to give me a Zaytoven beat, man. But so I was like working with Boosie Badass, man, and taking pictures with Lil Baby and stuff. Cause Lil Baby, he's actually on my top four of new rappers now. He was number four, but you know, yeah, I think my number one was J. Cole, number two was Eminem. You know, my number three was actually Cordae. But Lil Baby, yeah, man. Lil Baby, the truth, man.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How was working with Lil Baby?
Man, working with Lil Baby. Actually, been able to work with him twice. One of them was a video shoot, and another was a studio session with him and Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg Yo.
So he was able to get something in then.
That's one of my co-hosts, top rappers. At this,
yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. But Lil Baby, definitely, man. I never forget. It was at the video shoot. I kid you not. Nothing. It was like probably 10 to 15 ATVs coming down the street. ATVs, you know what I'm saying?
They
driving ATVs on the road. Dunk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking like, man, who is this? All you see is nothing but 4PFs, you know, rap, you know, on the ATVs and stuff. You feel me? 4PF chains and shit. So, yeah, it was a pretty dope experience. I didn't know he was coming heavy like that, though. But
He came heavy with the ATVs and everything.
Yeah, they came heavy.
Oh, man, that's what's up. I bet that was a humbling experience, huh?
Oh, most definitely. Shit happened on my birthday, so that was pretty a real good experience.
Oh yeah, that was a wonderful experience. Yeah. Then, you know, working with Boosie, and that Boosie real.
Yes, I called him when he was out here in Nashville when we met. He actually gave me shout outs on YouTube also. But yeah, real cool people. You can tell he's old, so you know, I'm raised from my grandparents, so you know, I can tell somebody, you know,
yeah,
a real nigga or not, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, he got that old soul too, yeah, man. And, but he real. He always been most real about what he do. And I like Lil Boosie, man. Or Boosie Badass. We can't call him Lil Boosie no more. But I listen to him with Lil Boosie, so that's Boosie Badass, which is that's what's up, man. I know he worked with Mo 3, you know, rest in peace, Mo 3. He actually did a album with Mo 3. And I'm gonna ask you about one Mo celebrity that you took pictures with and stuff. So Future. You know, I listen to Future, got no problem with Future, nothing like that. Not at all, you know. He's not my go to artist, you know, to listen to. But yeah, I like a little bit of his song. But as it working with Future, you know, I know I heard back not a couple years ago about him and Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they little thing because he was signed with Rocco, you know.
I actually met Rocco before, too, in the studio.
Rocco, yeah, that's Monica, baby daddy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, that's Monica. That's Monica, baby daddy. BMs. But yeah, shout out to them though. You know, we on here and we tell our opinions about whatever it is, you know. Don't take it personal, but you know, Future just not my go to artist. Nah, but how was it working with Future?
Man, definitely good. It's funny because when I first started photography, you know, a photographer that actually, you know, got, you know, celebrity clientele is when I first started. So I really wasn't where I'm at now. And he was like, man, but one of the hardest, you know, artists to see, you know, around Atlanta is Future. You know what I'm saying? He'll be here, but you just won't see him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I went out there to Atlanta, man, you feel me? Had no clue, you know, I was finna go to a video shoot. You know, I was going there to do some work for VL Deck. You know, he would tell me, push up on him, you know, we got something going.
Okay.
So they were shooting the video at his, you know, little spot. And the video shooting was Out the Mud, you know, featuring Lil Baby. So they were shooting that one. That's actually a platinum song now. So he was shooting that.
Yeah.
And, shoot, I really couldn't believe it, to be real, because like I said, when I first started, the person that was saying you really ain't going to see in Atlanta is Future.
Yeah.
So when I seen them, it was like, it's my time to take advantage. You know what I'm saying?
And you pulled that camera
most
out.
Most deaf. And he posted me. He posted me.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, that's love.
And it was on my birthday. Like, it was just a crazy scenario.
Man, that's good, though. I'm saying that's good to get. Did you take a picture with the camouflage camera?
Yes. So when I seen him, the second time, right?
Okay.
So him and 21 Savage was having a Zone 6 day at Six Flags in Atlanta, right?
Okay.
So I get there. About an hour go by. I see Future, right? Kid you not. You know, he had his little bodyguards and shit. When they wasn't looking, I walked up to him. I had to.
Yeah, you know.
You just posted my picture. You need to see who took the, you know what I mean?
And then you know what's so crazy? The only thing that they can really do is grab you and throw you down. You know, you're a little guy. So if I would have hurt. But at the end of the day, you know, fuck it. You know, motherfucker, okay. I'm about to go meet Future and be like, man, appreciate you for posting my motherfucking shit.
I thought it was going to go left, but it didn't. It actually went well. You know, he shook me up. You know, I was telling him, I actually say, I appreciate you posting me. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Well, I'm telling this, the picture's still on this page. You know what I'm saying? So, hell yeah, that was definitely a great experience.
So you doing the celebrity photography. And this is the thing. And so we're going to get all the stereotypes on out the way about what people do when people do a lot of shit, right? And this is what the fuck be tripping me out about a lot of motherfuckers, right? Mm-hmm. Is this right here. When I tell a person, hey, man, I'm doing music, man. I'm doing music videos. I'm up here. I did a show in Miami, man. I did a show in Marietta, Georgia at Club Rio. This year going to be a crazy year for me, man. Like, I got the podcast going. I got the videos going. We finna do a film, man. We going to get some actors, you know. Going to be my directorial debut of filming.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I be saying this to a lot of people, and then they see me in a grocery store or something, and I'm doing Instacart or some shit, or they see me doing some electrical work. They be like, hey, man, I thought you'd be rapping and doing a, you know what I'm saying? Because in their mind, they think like, damn, you doing all that. You're going to be a millionaire now. Mm-hmm. Like, these motherfuckers don't understand the fucking footwork it comes to. Like, for example, we having this podcast, and, you know, when people listen to the podcast and they get to saying, oh, he was sitting there with photos by Zoe, who's taking pictures of these main celebrities. Why in the fuck is he sitting there with Joaquin? Why he ain't on the fucking Sway in the Morning show, why he on the Breakfast Club talking about all this, because it's celebrity photographers that get on there. Now, I want you to tell me the stereotype on that shit and the reason why people don't understand just because you hang out with these people or you take a picture with these people that you a millionaire to. You know what I'm saying? Just explain that to them, because I can explain it to them, but I want you from your perspective. What's the stereotype on that shit?
That's what I like to say. With the celebrity photography thing, you know, it really ain't too many. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a lot, but it's not too many. You know what I'm saying? So, in my case, I'm from Nashville. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I was really doing this, you know, to build my resume for, you know, a period of time. Do this. When I say do this, it's the making money part. You know what I mean? I'm finna, you know, use what I got, you know, so I can speak for myself, you know, speak for, you know, what I do.
Yeah.
So I just do it from a whole different lane. I really don't even pay attention, you know, what's really going on too much, because I try to, what I done found out is everybody ain't, you know what I mean, what you think, you know what I'm saying?
True.
So I don't really just try to work with everybody, because everybody ain't who you think. Everybody really ain't got it, you know. Especially a lot of artists people see, you know, who they think
they really ain't got it.
They really ain't got it. So that's why I really, you know.
And I was talking about that with somebody actually earlier, actually my pops, and we was talking about that actually on the way here. But he was saying the same thing, man. A lot of these kids that y'all think that's paid, these motherfuckers ain't paid.
No, for real.
You know, and Russ, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Russ. Russ be, you know, talking about that in a lot of his interviews and shit about these motherfuckers ain't really popping. No. They can't even sell out fucking 500 people in a fucking regular little. They need another person with them to even sell out.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I remember when I first got out, and I rented out this club out there off Lemony Pike. It was called Daisy Dukes. It's gone. That was like a fucking Mexican restaurant, some shit. Yeah, you know I mean, the mama had a hole in the throat. Well, I forgot his name. Edward, some shit right there. And he stopped smoking cigarettes. But anyways, other than that, but yeah, I did that, and it wasn't 500 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a profit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I made over, like, I made my money back, and I ended up making I think it was like a 45% profit. And then when people saw some of the footage, they were like, man, what, a lot of people in there? And I was like, yeah, when you come into the door, you paying 10 to get in, then it's 20 to get in. And if 100 people come, and that's 20 times 100,
yeah,
that's $2,000.
Yeah.
You know that, yeah. But people don't put it in there. People got to understand how that works, man. And a lot of these artists, and Russ said it the best, that a lot of them are popping on Instagram, but their music ain't popping.
That's very true. That's very true.
Let's be real though.
That's very true.
Photos by Zoe. Let's be real.
Yeah.
The thing is this right here. People look at people Instagram and they be like, oh man, he popping. Man, you know how many people that got way more followers than I got on Instagram, but I'm by making more money than them, and I'm actually doing a lot more things that they don't really see on the surface.
Yeah.
You feel me? But they all on there, yeah, I'm little, and they probably living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Paying, you know, $550, you feel me?
Cap.
And ain't got no car. They fucking taking Ubers and Lyfts everywhere, like they in New York or something.
I done seen it all. I ain't lying to you, man.
I know. And a lot of them, I know a lot of them cats chains be fake too.
Yeah, man.
Like that. But, you know, so basically, to clear that up about that, man, just because you're taking photos with these celebrities and stuff like that doesn't mean you a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? You basically building a brand. If one of them take you and say, hey, man, I want you to be my photographer. I'm going to go on this tour, and I want you to be my photographer.
That's the thing I do, though. Yeah. That's the thing I do. Like I said, I'm a Zaytoven's official photographer.
Yeah,
like I
say, yeah.
And I also do go on tour. So I'm always in the mix. I don't give a damn what it is. I'm going to be in the mix.
But okay, how does the you ain't got to get specific about it. I said specific. Specific.
Yeah.
About it. But so basically, how does the pay work when you are going on the road and doing stuff? You know, you ain't got to say, you know, oh man, I make like $40,000 a month. You ain't got to say
that.
But I know the pay ain't like a manager or, you know.
Bro, my homeboy, he's a photographer. He just bought a Lambo truck.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely making six figures. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I know you're making six figures, but I'm saying I know it ain't like the managers. Like,
oh, no.
No, it ain't the manager. So it's more like.
Ain't going to lie. You have a lot. And this is the difference between me. You have a lot of photographers and stuff. You know, when they work with celebrities, they're being managed by someone. I'm not being managed. I don't work with over 100 celebrities within a year all by myself.
Yeah.
You can go on any. I kid you now. You probably, you know, eight times out of ten, if you see a videographer, somebody, they managed by somebody. So I'm really doing this out the mud. So that's another reason when it comes to that question, you know.
Your pay a little different.
No, my pay straight. I'm just saying. I think they pay might be a little iffy if they got to pay somebody. You know what I'm saying? All the money go to me. So if they gotta pay somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what? Yeah, that happens. But this is a thing. It depends on how you work it, right? Mm-hmm.
And also what you do, because if you do videos, it's probably a little different. You know what I'm saying?
For yeah.
Especially if you manage.
You gotta think, man. They getting so much clientele with that videographer. Mm-hmm. And so I know you take pictures and stuff, but look, won't you get into some video?
So that's why I was just talking.
Because you know, I ain't gonna even lie to you, brother. You know, I got a trainee right now teaching how to do some videography and stuff. So I'm actually directing him how to do the video shoots and all that stuff. But he never did it before, and he's actually getting good, man. He's getting good.
So my biggest thing, I'm so big on staying in my lane, or you know, just being different. So if I'm doing any videos, it's going to be vlogs and recaps. That's why I came to the conclusion that that's what I would do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm not going to do no music videos, but definitely vlogs. Because I already know I can make a pretty penny just off that, even with my name.
Okay.
And having, you know, celebrity clientele, it's going to boost me, boost them and everything.
So are you trying to, like, start your channel?
Yeah, I do. I do have a channel. The channel really based on me working with these people. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, right now, what you're doing is kind of like you branding yourself in a way on YouTube as working with all these celebrities
I believe branding is the number one key. I mean,
You got to brand yourself. You got to brand yourself. Yeah, brand yourself. Which, you know, I wish you would have been wearing your Follow by Zoe shirt.
I know.
Yeah.
I actually got it on.
You do?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh yeah, man! You know you're supposed to add that, man. Not the Adidas, man. We know what Adidas is. If you notice, if you look at any of my podcasts, if you watch it on YouTube or whatever like that, any segments, man, I always got my stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, you got to. This might be the only time you ain't gonna catch me.
Yeah, but it's cool. You know, mostly this is on the radio, on the podcast anyway. Just little segments of the video on YouTube, so. You good. You good. But next time, you know, man, you know,
no, I got
keep
you.
That brand on. No, keep that sure. brand on.
I feel
but, you know, after we're done, we'll take a little photo and just show that mugger shit. Come take the photo.
Most definitely.
And we'll upload it all on. Let them know that your episode and stuff.
Yes,
and
sir.
When it's going to be popping and coming out. True. But so you ain't managed by nobody, which is a good thing. So you basically independently doing it. Now, when you're on an independent grind, it's a little different. I'm on an independent grind, right? The grind is
people just
crazy.
People do not know the half. They don't know the half.
The half? They don't know none of it. Some of them. They be on my videos, right? And they be like, hey man, this one got 400 views, man. This guy, the video I just came out with, the Fuck You Hate Me video, like I said, is almost at 606 days, right? And everybody like, well, you know, bro, them my fans though.
Yeah.
There ain't no major label paid this to get you 10 million views. Or people like, oh, you got 10 million views. They ain't even getting paid off that. You know, the labels get every single thing that's coming through that thing. Look, I'm independently 100%. Everything goes to me. Like you said, everything goes to you.
Yeah.
And people don't know how the grind is a lot different because it ain't like you got that celebrity agent behind you. Yeah. It ain't like you got that celebrity manager that managed whatever
So this is one thing I will say. You know, I try to put myself in like a boss standpoint. So these managers and ARs and stuff like that, I at least have a relationship with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just,
you
yeah.
know, they ain't, I'm not under them or nothing like that, but I have relationships. So when I do come in the city, you know what I mean? I can tap in. You know what I mean?
So they won't look at you like, oh, this motherfucker think he the shit.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know?
Always on the
Yeah, mean? They like, okay, he good people. He good
definitely,
people.
Definitely, definitely. Definitely good relationships and all.
So, so it's a photographer in Nashville that been around for a while. And he used to do photography for, I think, Lavelle Brown. What is that? Brown Photography?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the one be doing the models?
Yeah. Brown. So he's actually been around for a while. If I'm mistaken, he used to shoot the Beauty of the Week in Concrete Magazine, if I'm mistaken. Yeah, Brown Photography.
No, I definitely done seen this work.
Yeah. He do a lot of models. So what you think about him? Like, okay, his style of photography. I know he does a lot. He does a lot of models. And, you know, I guess honestly, and this is true, you know, I really think this is true. I ain't really did the damn research on it, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's pretty true. But if I ain't mistaken, when you are doing photos of models and people that's in there, you're going to get way more clientele because there's so many people that want to be models or headshots.
Can I say one thing?
Or headshots.
So when it comes to, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm really, at this point, you know, I love photography to the fullest. But at this point, you know, like I said, I'm shooting towards the money.